a debate over what to do with the salmon in the Great Lakes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. A proposal to reduce the number of Pacific salmon stocked into Lake Michigan has upset some sport fishermen. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources recently took a poll of its advisory group. It found about 40% of those surveyed were against the plan. Peter Payette reports.
Millions of king salmon have been planted in Lake Michigan since the 1960s, as many as 7 million fish a year at the peak. And that has created a booming sport fishery. But there's not much food for salmon in the lake these days, so fewer fish are being stocked. Anglers have supported these cuts in the past, but the latest proposal would drop the number of king salmon stocked in Lake Michigan well below a million. Some sport fishermen say it's an overreaction and want other options considered. Jay Wesley at the DNR says charter boat captains are particularly worried because the news about stocking cuts is bad for business.
Regardless of how many fish you're catching out there, people read headlines and they decline to book a charter. And that's a marketing and messaging problem that I think we all have.
Wesley says there are many wild salmon in Lake Michigan, and they're reproducing well on their own. For the Environment Report, I'm Peter Payette.
This is the Environment Report. Toxic blooms of cyanobacteria have been forming on Lake Erie in recent years. The states around the lake and Ontario are working to cut back on phosphorus. It's a nutrient that runs off from farms and wastewater treatment plants and makes these toxic blooms grow like crazy. The Great Lakes Commission just launched a new pilot program. It'll be a trading program for phosphorus. They're calling it the Erie Pea Market. Nicole Zaccarda is a program manager with the agency. Hi, Nicole.
It's nice to be here.
How would this work?
So water quality trading is something that's been around for a while. It's a market-based system of buyers and sellers. So the buyers are generally traditional dischargers of treated wastewater. So you can think of, for example, a municipal wastewater treatment plant. The sellers in our project will be farmers. So what they would do is install conservation measures to keep more nutrients on the land where they really need them to grow crops and out of Lake Erie. Now, when we do this is when a buyer's treatment system will be doing the best that it can with existing engineering technology, but they still need to reduce pollutant loads further. So they still would need less phosphorus in their discharge, but they're already doing the best they can with what they have with their treatment system.
So this is like a sewage treatment plant or something
sure,
like that?
Sure, yes. So they've already gotten to, say, 1 milligram per liter of phosphorus. If the state regulatory agencies or the province says, you need to do better, Lake Erie is sick, then they may need to reduce further. And so if they've, what we would call it, optimized their plant to do the best they can again with their existing engineering technology, then in a water quality trading market, that buyer, the sewage treatment plant, could purchase the reductions they need from a seller nearby in agriculture.
So how do you make this program work so that you end up with an actual cut in the amount of phosphorus?
Yes, so that is key. And there's been a lot of folks quite reasonably questioning water quality trading around the country. So for us, the most important outcome of our trading project is that we end up with less phosphorus in the water. So we call that a net water quality benefit, and we make that happen by assuring that if a farmer reduces 1 pound of phosphorus, that isn't equal to 1 credit that is traded on the market. The seller has to reduce more than what the buyer will actually use. So we aren't just moving pollutants around from point A to point B. It has to be less. Otherwise, why bother?
Nicole Zaccarda is a program manager with the Great Lakes Commission. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.